Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Joe?
No, it's Louise, our daughter.
Right. Hi, Louise. Yeah, my name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the
Oh, hi.
we're the law firm in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme that your mum's applied for. Are you able to get her to return our call at all?
Yeah, my mum's here right now if you want to speak to her.
Ah, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, is it Joan?
Yes.
Hi, Joan. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's just a call in regards to your application. I just need to go through it, have a little bit more information from yourself,
yes.
How your time in care did affect you, and if it still affects you to this day. I'll talk you through on how the case is going to go in regards to length and everything that happens in between from start to finish. I'll just go over your care records with you as well. Grab some doctor's information on where you're registered and stuff like that. So we some requests for some records. And then, yeah, as I said, I'll tell you all about how the case is going to go. So it should only be about 15 minutes. Is that okay?
That's okay. That's all right.
Perfect. Joan, can you just confirm your address for me, please, for data protection?
Well, I'm actually staying at Seven Hill Place Terrace, Bordeaux.
Perfect. Not a problem. That is absolutely fine. Okay. And just to let you know, Joan, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
That's fine.
Perfect. So, Joan, just so I've got the best understanding about yourself, do you currently suffer with any mental health issues at the minute?
Not mental health, but I always suffer from, I know I'm going, it's later in life for me, but I'm still suffer from anxiety.
From anxiety?
Yes, which I did from I was a child. It was very traumatic for me as a child.
Yeah. Okay, from okay, and do you, does your doctor know about this at all?
No, no one knew because way back in the day, no one actually elaborated on anything that was wrong with a child in care. You were just passed from pillar to post, but
Yeah, I understand that. It's not but this is what I say to a lot of my clients. Obviously, we as a law firm, we take pride in listening to yourself and believing you and what you've gone through, and that's what we're here to fight for you for. So I do apologise that there was not many professionals that you could turn to.
No, there was nothing at all.
Yeah, no, it is. It's sad to hear that. Okay.
And I would like to elaborate on something. When you went to your school for your education, you were actually, it was like a stigmatisation you were going through. And it wasn't through the children, the teachers stigmatised you for all this.
Yeah. No, that's not nice, that. Especially when they're meant to be someone that you're looking up to and getting educated from. You know, you're there to learn and to listen, and you know if you're getting stigmatised.
Well, I actually remember when I started school, my first day at school, I was actually slapped, and I remember through some of my childhood, I was smacked and beaten in the back because of my situation.
Wow. Okay. I am sorry to hear that, Joan. It's not the nicest thing.
It's terrible. And I'm sure lots of people and lots of children will identify with me.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course they will. Okay. So I'm guessing that you don't take any antidepressants then if you haven't gone to your doctors?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you see, the thing was, there was nothing to help people then. There was no for trauma. Now it's coming up to the light, and people are coming out to the light and finding out, things that they didn't know in the past.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, I do, I understand that. There's a lot more services out there today than what there was 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I do understand that completely. Okay, but it is always good, obviously, it sounds like straight away, obviously, you know, you've got your daughter there who you can speak to, and I'm sure she brings some light to your life. She'll keep you going for sure. No, that's okay. I kind of gathered I was on loudspeaker anyway, but yeah, I'm not shy, don't worry. Okay, and just to clarify, Jones, do you drink any alcohol, take anything like that?
No, only in special occasions like celebrations and weddings, but you can't overdo that, you've got to watch.
Yeah, no, of course. You're allowed to have a little glass of something over the celebration, of course.
But can I reiterate here that when I was younger, I was drinking because of trauma. You see, it continues through your life and you try to blindside it. But it's not like that. And people don't understand.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. When it comes to that, you know, not well in my personal life as well, you know, I've done things to mask my emotions and how I've felt in situations, and I do completely understand that, and it's quite common as well for, you know, people who have gone through the care system and had wrongdoing done to them.
I do apologise for interrupting, but you know, when you're going through this at a very young age and the trauma, and I mean, I was frightened to death of everything, they don't understand, and now everything's coming out into the open.
Yeah, no, it is. It's hard to talk about, and obviously with what you've gone through in you know, your care settings and stuff, You do find, you know, you come to them kind of circumstances where you're like, you know, who can I trust? Who can I turn to? And
well, it's funny you saying that. You come through life with complete and utter trust issues.
Yeah, it is, especially from a failed care system as well. Like I do get that. It's not it's not nice as well. You know, it can affect you in many different ways for a long period of time.
And a horrible situation that no child can identify with, and they're so scared, and it's just, you know, it's just the way it was.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry that you've gone through that, John. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, John, I do apologise in asking you, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge about yourself.
That's fine.
Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Never, ever have I tried to do that.
Okay. Self-harm or take your own life. Fantastic. Never thought about doing so. Okay, John, thank you very much for being open and honest about that.
But can I say one more thing? Nice talking to you, but... you know, about self-harming, I do understand that. That's very, very serious. But see the trauma and the anxiety that you get through. It's unimaginable.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I can imagine it to be. There's many cases I've come across. Obviously, every client is different. But it all falls under kind of like similar categories on each client and what they've gone through. I can understand it's very, very trauma.
And it actually affects relationships through your life.
Oh yeah, it does. It massively, you know, it affects your relationships, friendships.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I kind of like to say it's like a ripple effect.
That's absolutely right.
And then ripples can spread for however many years they wish.
That's
to
right.
Really, and it's sad. But again, obviously, as long as you've got a little close knit community to keep you going, and someone or somewhere you can lay off how you're feeling to people who you trust and who care about you. That's all that matters. As long as you
that
have
cool,
that's
right.
The most important thing. No, I'm glad that you have that, Joan.
Oh, yes. And I think helping each other in the community is fabulous, because you don't know other people's stories. And when they tell me stories, they're just like mine.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, I'm only a young man myself, but I always go out my way for anybody, and you know, to say hello. It just doesn't cost anything. It's not a waste to me. But just saying hello to somebody or good morning to somebody who you've never met, you walk past in the street, whether that's from the shop when they're getting the paper, anything like that.
That can
change someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always believe in that, and that's why I like to spread positivity with people around me, people I work with, anywhere I can, because I like putting a smile on somebody's face. That's
and
why
you
I,
something. Everybody's got a book.
Yeah, they certainly have.
Right.
Joe, what, Joe? Me and you would have a lovely conversation all day. I'd love this.
No,
we're on the very same page.
We have a rapport about what's happened in our lives, and it carries forward into your later life. But it's just the way it is, and it's just seeming you think people have to talk about these things, but no one talked. No one wanted to listen to you.
Exactly.
You were getting battered at school, nobody wanted to know.
Yeah, I know. And does anybody around you don't know what you've gone through?
My daughter did.
Your daughter did, okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. At least somebody knows and understands you. That's all that matters, isn't it, as I said? At least somebody can understand. They don't exactly have to understand the everything, but at least they're there to listen to what you have to say.
It's the deep-seated emotions that are unimaginable, and it's all in your head because of the fear and the frightening circumstances that were bestowed upon you.
Yeah, massively. I know, I understand that. Okay, Joan, so can I grab your medical practice details that you registered at, please?
Yes, well, it's actually a Low Waters Medical Centre in Mill Road in Hamilton.
Okay. Was it Roll Water, did you say?
It's actually Mill Road. It's Low Waters Medical Centre in Mill Road in Hamilton.
Okay. Let's have a little look. Is 11 Mill Road, Hamilton.
Yes, it's Low Waters Medical Centre, Mill Road, Hamilton. And can I say one more thing to you? And I know you have to go. But you know, it took me 50 years to learn how to cope.
Wow. It's a long time. It sounds like you're a very, very strong woman, Joan, and you should be proud of yourself. And I'm sure you know your daughter's proud of you as well for having a mum like you to look up to with what you've been through and still be fighting each day.
Yes.
Definitely.
Now, each day is a blessing, but the fear always lingers in the back. The memories are always there.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, can
I tell
you one more thing? I have this reoccurring nightmare. And this has went through me all my life, this reoccurring nightmare of fear and someone hurting me. And I'm still getting it, and I'm 76, and I'm still getting it.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm sorry to hear that you are. Having them nightmares. Again, I can relate to that, Joan, but it's not nice having them nightmares. And I personally, you know, I'm just a human behind this for myself, and I've dealt with nightmares and vivid nightmares in my past, and it's not nice. It certainly isn't nice.
And you know something, Kate? I know you're busy, but you know, sometimes I think I'm going to die in this dream. It is so horrendous.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Yeah,
so
they're so vivid as well, at your end. There is things to help that, though, you know, Joan.
Yes, I know. But you see, we didn't have that years ago.
I know, but that's because the science from years ago to now has progressed massively.
Exactly.
It's
but
progressed.
You were thrown to the four winds then. You were thrown to the four winds. You didn't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
You
Yeah. You know, you're just told to, oh, you know, get on, deal with it. Yeah. Mm. But a lot of the above, but... You know, there's a lot of things that can help you now that can put you into a deep sleep without your, you know, a certain part of your brain that's imaginative to think what you think during your sleep.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But see, they are nightmares. My daughter's got to come in and pull me out of them. They're so horrendous. I feel as if I'm going to die.
Wow. Well, see if your daughter, and that's obviously, it's only with the agreement of yourself as well, but see if you could book a little appointment with your doctor, your local doctor, and just talk about them nightmares, and see if they can give you anything just to calm you down, because the last thing that you want to be doing is waking up in panic during or after these nightmares, and, you know, you're having a health issue from these nightmares, you know what I mean?
You feel as if you're giving... See, I always feel as if I'm getting smothered and I'm going to die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no...
I thought I'd got to pull me out of it.
Yeah. I'd suggest going to speak with a doctor just about that, because obviously these nightmares are caused from obviously what you've gone through in care, and it will also help you as well with this case in regards to... you know, you're having to now resort to a doctor, which, you know, you've never really wanted to do or have done in the past, but because it's getting so extreme for yourself, you know, if you resort to a doctor to say, you know, I need something just to stop these nightmares, it's getting to a point now. That's also good to have on file, and will help you in this case as well.
But, you know, it's been a privilege to talk to you, and it's nice, you know, that you've been a counsellor to me. I've been telling you everything I've never told anybody.
And do you know what, Joan? Yeah, you should be brave in doing what you're doing, because, yeah, it's not many people do talk about their time in care or what they've gone through or how it affects them. And, you know, it's sometimes just talking to a stranger does help that. It does.
That's
so
true.
So you should be proud of yourself as well.
Thank you so much. Any more questions, love?
Of course. I'm just going to grab a few details from yourself. I'm just going to go through how this is all going to work, and then I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Tuesday afternoon. I'm just going to make a note of your nightmares, just first off. Has admitted she is suffering from vivid nightmares relating to trauma. I have just obviously making a note of that, because obviously it is evidence to go with your case. And obviously the last thing that we want is for you to not be getting sleep from something that happened over, you know, 65 years ago. It's not right at all with yourself. How long have you been registered with Low Waters Medical Center, John?
Well, I've actually been there, now wait a minute, we'd say about 15 years, I would say 15 years.
Okay, I've got that. And then just going through your care settings, we've got Helensburgh Children's Home.
Helensburgh, yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Children's Home care settings. Let's have a look what comes up. Okay, was the care setting itself called Helensburgh, was it?
Yes, and it's Helensburgh. It's Helensburgh down near Loch Lomond. It was actually called, I don't know about the social work, I was scrubbing it, well, maybe, it was under boarded out children's in Glasgow. But this was at an outset of children's homes, and one was in Hemsborough, and that's the one I was in.
Okay. So it's Argyle and Bute Council, that then, isn't it?
Yes, it's Argyle and Bute Council, yes.
Okay. Was you there for roughly around about a year, was you?
Well, I think, now, I'm not quite positive about that, but what I think was, I think I was there to 19 months to the age of two. When I was actually put into that place, I am not sure of. I think it was a baby.
Okay.
I can't elaborate on that.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But I was in there.
Okay, and then did you go into foster care, did you?
Yes.
Okay, and can you remember the parents' names that you were with at all?
Yeah, well, my own parents, I did not know what happened to it. It was just all, I was too young. But I was fostered out till I was 15 to a Mr. Robert Meegan and Mary Meegan, who were my foster, and I was in foster care till the age of 15.
So Robert Meegan, you said, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Could you, I know I'm jogging your memory here. Could you possibly remember how his surname is spelled, or would you agree that it's
spelled? Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, go on.
His surname is spelled M-E-I.
M-E-I. Yes.
G-H.
Yep.
A-N. Robert and Mary Meegan.
Robert and Mary. Mary Meegan. Okay, and where about were they located? Were they under the same council?
Lanarkshire
Council, was it?
Yes.
Lanarkshire Council. Okay, and was you with them for roughly around?
Well, I was 15 years of age when I was legally taken to Hamilton Sheriff Court and legally adopted under the name of Meegan.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so around about 14 years. 14, 15 years. So was you then adopted by Robert and Mary, was you? Yeah.
Yes, I was. Because they had a terrible time. No one would sign the papers to get me legally adopted, and it was a very difficult time for them as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and yeah, just confirming, they're under Lanarkshire Council, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yep, okay, yeah. Lanarkshire. No, North Lanarkshire, was it?
No, South Lanarkshire.
Oh. Sorry.
It was under, actually, there's two, what happened, it was the Old South Lanarkshire Council. And it was a way back, and it was a different council under a different name, but now it's under Strathclyde Region, but it was the Old South Lanarkshire Council.
Yeah.
South Lanarkshire Council, sorry to interrupt, I know, but it wasn't, this is South Lanarkshire, and it deals with the archives.
Of course it will, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you for clarifying that one. Okay, Joan, so when we do request for your medical records and your care setting records, once we receive them, would you like us to go over them records with yourself?
If you like, yes, but you would need to contact, I think there's well, you could contact the medical team, that's no problem, but if you want to go under the, if you're going to go over the archives anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, so what we'll do is we'll request records from Argyle and Bute Council. I have put into query Glasgow Council, just in case anything does pop up, when obviously there was that little bit of crossover that you were talking about.
Well, actually, it's under boarded out children under Glasgow, but I was under, I had two.
Mum, you find out.
Don't worry. We shall. As I said, we're going to request from Argyll and Bute. We're going to query Glasgow City Council for you, and then I'm also going to request records from South Lanarkshire Council as well. If nothing comes back from Glasgow, they'll just come back to us and say we can't find any records under that name with any social care settings. But obviously, yeah, in regards to the other two councils, we should definitely get information.
A lot of the records are lying in Edinburgh and under the old system.
Okay. Well, I can always, by any means, I can always put query.
Actually, bus parents' names, because we know that. I don't know if you need that or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna find out as well. I'm just gonna find out what your name was in care before you got fostered, because they'll probably have your name under the care, under your previous name before you've been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Client would like records to be shared once received. So, John, before your name was Megan, what was your previous name, please?
It was John Mary Lennon.
John Mary Lennon, like John Lennon.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Client was known as John Mary Lennon. Okay. Perfect. Not a problem. Okay, Joan. So this next couple of minutes on this phone call, and will be just be myself just talking about the summary of how things are gonna be going in regards to your case.
Yes.
I go over the financial fees with yourself that relate to the documents that you've signed by email, and then as I said, I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Tuesday afternoon.
Well, is there one more thing I can say? Under Joan Mary Lennon, I was born in Barrow and Furness in Lancashire.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. As long as you was in, as we know, the care settings in Scotland, that's all we matter about. That's our main focus. You could be born in London, but if you've been put in care in Scotland, that's what we're focusing on with this application is the abuse suffered in the Scottish care system.
Yes.
Okay, Joan. This application and case, this is going to go on for around about 6 to 12 months. Now, in that time, I'll be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks with how the case is progressing, where we're up to, and what we're doing for your case to strengthen it as much as we can to present it to the Scottish Government. With your case, this does go to an independent panel within the Scottish Government, and they do look at this behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere when it comes to dealing with this case. What they'll do is they'll conclude this behind closed doors, and I will inform you the results of this case, but also I'll also inform you when the date will be that they'll be looking at your case as well.
Thank you.
That's okay. So what we like to do, Joan, is we like to first and foremost get an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to some recognition for the abuse and trauma that you've faced in care, but also we do fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. So, yeah, as I said, I'll be updating you and keeping close contact with yourself every 4 to 5.
Thank you.
Because you are over the age of 68, Joan, this case does get prioritised. So this should be, hopefully, more so towards the 6 month end of a procedure rather than the 12 month.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be at the faster time scale of things. So that's why as soon as, obviously, we come to a conclusion with this phone call, I'll be sending this straight to my other team to request for your records straight away. That request can take up to at least 28 days, but obviously,
yeah,
we will put a fast track marker on on your records for them to come back as soon as possible. Okay, so just before, obviously, yeah, I do let you go, I'm just going to run over the three options that you have for yourself, John, when it comes to the funding of this application. Once I've gone through this, I'll formally ask you whether you are happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you. Once you've obviously clarified your decision with myself, I'll then leave you be, okay?
Thank you.
Not a problem, John. Okay, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have three options out there for yourself, Joan. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government.
Yes.
Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participates in the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government for your case. But whether you win or lose the case, they don't charge any fees. But that's only because obviously they have already been paid out for your case.
No.
Option three, with ourselves, we're a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any financial fees, cause any stress or burden, anything like that. We are covered at that end. But obviously if the case does go in our favour, our favour meaning mine and yours, because I work for you now. we just take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage at 19.2%.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter on what compensation you do receive, whether it's more than expected, anything like that, we won't come chasing for any more. As I said, it is capped. We obviously just want our settlement for what we thought for your case and how we presented it. Okay, so with them three options being read out to yourself, Joan, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward?
Yes.
Yep, okay, perfect.
Yourself, I go with yourself.
Perfect. Not a problem. Thank you very much for that, Joan. Okay, and before I do let you go, is there any questions that you'd like to ask me today?
I don't think so. I think everything's been elaborated on, actually.
Perfect. Not a problem, Joan. Well, thank you very much for your time. As I said, my name is Aaron. I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. If you do have any questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call back at any time.
And thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem, Joan. It's been my absolute pleasure.
And your concern?
Of course, that's my job. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to be concerned for you, but I'm here to listen to you as well.
Thank you very much indeed.
Not a problem. I hope you have a lovely afternoon.
And the same to yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Joan. Bye now.